Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning. Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. It's a big day in San Diego here at the San Diego Sport Fishing Landings with phenomenal sales. A lot of people here gathered around the show, and even the one and only Ron and Debbie Lane are here.
Yeah, that's going on, man. This is a good
Bart
time.
Bart Hall's here, and Sean, the Cowboys here. Sean
and Melanie broke out the full Fred Hall booth. I mean, they got
wow.
the whole nine, the refrigerated case, the all the spices
thing.
And rubs.
Setting it up.
Yeah.
They got that deal, too, so we'll talk about more about that later. But let's, in the meantime, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Line Winder, our FishDope.com report. This kit has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder kit that is comparable to line winders. They go for up to $2,000 or more, all for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. You can buy one today on sale at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They're also available at the Longfin and other selected tackle stores. It's a great time to buy the Sato line winder.
And probably the Sato line, Sato kit, too, the crimp kit.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
Time to buy that.
The crimps are on sale. The kits are on sale. The pliers are on sale.
And let me tell you, you want a stealthy presentation.
Nothing better.
I'm a Sato believer, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Quick, fast, easy, and most important, reliable.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the Sato crimp kit.
Hey,
well, let's find out what's going on. Our FishDope.com reporter, Mark Wish, is on the line at Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and guests. So here we are, guys, November. Usually our season's kind of winding down fast, but let me tell you a story, a fish story, and it's a good one.
So
my phone rings. Yeah, boy. You know how it is. My phone rings late last night, and I look down, and I see the name. I go, oh, I know where this is going. And so my friend Mike Harrison called, and Mike and other friends, Ryan Bloom and Pete Gauchy, were out on Ryan's boat yesterday, which is a totally tricked-out center, like a 32-foot center console rig called, appropriately, Wet Work. And they head out to Nacho's in the morning, get three or four scoops of state-of-the-art sardines, and head over toward the East End. Down below the East End, that 152, 277 zone where all that yellowfin, bluefin's kind of been hanging around there on and off for a month or so. And they don't see too much, so they start swinging outside a little bit. And, guys, there's been a really nice strip of water from kind of the 499 down towards the mackerel bank like that. And anyway, Mike's sitting up on top with the gyros. And gyros, guys, are seriously game changers. Christmas is coming. You should get a hold of Jimmy K at Gyro Pros and get yours on order. But they find a little bird school and a little bit of breaking fish, and they run up on it, and they throw some chum, both live and chunks, as in chunked-up sardines, guys. Yellowfin tuna love chunks. And the fish stuck with them, only boat around, and it was his game on. They drifted on this spot most of the morning, just picking good-grade yellowfin, straight yellowfin. They did get smoked a few times on mystery fish, but, you know, because a little bit of that bluefin around, too. But just a beautiful grade. And then they started back up toward Cat, so where it also gets a little more interesting, too. Outside the V's, find a dolphin school. Mike said it's as much dolphin as holding, as much tuna as he has ever seen. And they went 3 for 6 on that bigger grade fish, just getting ahead, dropping baits back, and throwing dippers. And that stuff had come up foaming. So this story perfectly, here's the punchline, because it really perfectly illustrates the old adage of success in angling comes from a combination of preparation and opportunity. So the fish have been around, guys. But they, you know, they had the good gear. They had the gyros. They had, of course, they had the Pacific Edge bait tank to hold all them sardines.
Yeah,
and they found a fish, and then they stayed with it. And they wound up with 14. I saw the pictures. 14 of this good grade yellowfin. 25 to 30s, a few 40s, and two that weighed over 50, right here in our backyard. right here in the backyard.
Cool. What a
on November 1st.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It just shows you, don't put your gear away. Keep on
it's not
right,
hardly.
Mark?
Oh, it's just crazy. So 3 seconds before I pick up the phone to call you guys, Danny checks in with the late-breaking report that has to do with squid, which we don't have time to talk about, and has to do with big yellows, which we don't have time to talk about. But I think you guys ought to check that fish dope report. Because Danny's got some really, really good stuff on there. Welcome to November, guys, in Southern California.
Yeah, fishdope.com. Danny's got the stuff. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark Wish, how do we find you?
Well, this particular week, you want to call first before coming by because we might be taking a little extra time off. And we'll see. but normally we're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the big Chevron station. The phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And when I call you next week, I absolutely guarantee you I will have some sort of an interesting report.
I will take that bet for sure, man. No, fish is going nowhere. Great weather, good timing, and lots of food around, Mark. Great report. Appreciate that. And if somebody wants to come find you at Pacific Edge, how do we do that?
Yeah, we're at Huntington Beach, Bolsa Chica, and Edinger. Give us a call. Leave us a message, 714-840-4262. And you guys are going to have so much fun down there. God, I wish I could make it today.
All the stuff. Yeah, we're having fun.
Indeed.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for the report. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Who knows?
You got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
all right.
It's
going to
be different.
Let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on down at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Well, Marcos, we're doing good, but I do want to warn you, watch that report. The boss is getting ready to sit down with us, so you know, mind your P's and Q's. We've got Frank getting ready to join us.
Oh, absolutely, and he heard what we did this morning. San Diego's still going out there, still looking for those yellowfin. Definitely a little downtime during the week there, but the fish are still there, and like we've talked about, they're catching yellowfin on the full day in November. That's always a win. Yeah, they're not necessarily limiting it out, but yesterday they had their shot of fish, had 17 bluefin and 16 yellowfin yesterday. And day before that, they actually did not run. Ryan took a well-needed day off for Halloween there and went trick-or-treating with his family. Day before that, 26 yellowfin and 10 skipjack. Day before that, some yellowfin. So overall, still great fishing on those full days. Those overnight trips, they're starting to kind of shift into day-and-a-half trips, and there's been some very good fishing on there. The asset came back with limits of yellowfin for their nine guys the other day, which is good, and they had a handful of bluefin on there. And some of those bluefin are really big right now. I got some 100-pound-plus fish on there. So definitely check the schedule. Those full days are going to keep running as long as you guys keep coming out and getting out there and looking for those yellowfin and bluefin. We're starting to see a lot more day-and-a-halfs and some longer trips. The Aztec's running some, I guess you call them reverse two-day trips. They're leaving in the morning and coming back in the morning. So we have, like, for example, they're leaving tomorrow morning at 9, coming back Tuesday morning. So I know those. We had those day and three-quarter and two and three-quarter days last year. They were super popular and super successful, so we're going to try that again. So check the website there. The half-day trips, still out there catching fish, very good bottom fishing. And the half-day, yeah, it hasn't been great surface action. You know, it's not like they're loading up on calcofast and yellowtail, but some of the most consistent half-day fishing I think I've seen since I've been here. They've just been plugging away at those fish all year long, just day in, day out. So you can go out there, get some fish, make some fish tacos, have some friends over. Half-day is perfect for that. Well, I check those full days, those day and a half, those 2 days with the, remember, pay attention to those departure times. It says 9 o'clock, but that's 9 o'clock in the morning for some of those. So definitely check those out. C4thLanding.com. Give us a call at the office if you have any questions. 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get that gear tuned up and not put away quite yet because it looks like there's still some fishing left.
All right.
Great call, Marcos. Great report. Appreciate that. And we'll look forward to talking next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. And that is going to wrap up our catch report today.
You got it, man. Today it's sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Better yet, come see them because they're right next door to us. Not only do they offer you the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego land.
Which I can attest to from yesterday's fish. Yeah,
man, that guadalupe fish.
That yellowtail tuna, oh my God.
Keep in mind, your buddy next to you looking for a shoulder
fillet.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, they've got all the great stuff at their booth here at Tackle Days. They've got their killer smoked fish, their jerky fish, all of the spices, their smoked cheese, their famous tuna burgers, Everything is always available at their convenient Liberty Station location. They'll always come and meet you when your trip returns at the Big San Diego Landing. And today at Tackle Day, all kinds of killer deals. And don't forget, Sean himself is going to be doing a great home smoking seminar for us today on the San Clemente stage at 1:45. Yeah. It's going to be a great time, and we sure appreciate everybody there at Fisherman's Processing.
Grab the deals at Fisherman's Processing right now. Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, wow. I'm just astonished at how incredible a trip we had on the Shogun.
Well, that it was really fun to watch you guys come off the boat yesterday morning. It seemed like the word was, was cornhole.
Yeah, yeah. There was plenty of that going on. Yeah. Those yellow, fishing at Guadalupe, it was a little slow. I mean, it was tough fishing. It was not wide open.
I think that's the most fun kind of
fishing. But to me, that's what makes it fun. You have to be stealthy in your approach. You have to make a good cast. You have to pick a good bait. And you have to have one that swims. And if you had all those things going on, you got to bite on a tuna. But then that yellowtail. Frank, I'm telling you, I have caught 90-pound giant trevally in Midway Island. I've caught 60-pound Kubera snapper in Panama. I've caught lots of big tuna. I've never had anything pull like a 34-pound yellowtail at Guadalupe Island.
At Guadalupe Island.
I am, because we are fishing them right on the structure, which is right where you have to.
And were you only using 50-pound, is that right?
Well, I started out that way, and I went like 2 for 7. And then Renee.
2 for 7.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
Well,
they're mean.
That was the little 20-pounders, right? But they're still mean. And those were on the surface. But then we were fishing this pinnacle where there was some really hogs. And Renee goes, we need to re-rig you. 135-pound Iserline blue on my 200-pound Spectra on a Talica 20 with the drag fully buttoned down to the point where you could not pull it off the reel, and a CalStar Graphfighter 765M, which that's a big tuna rod, right?
That's unreal,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, and absolutely, you get bit, and if you give them 2 feet, it's over.
That's right.
It's over.
Two feet is too many.
Yeah.
They're actually worse than big grouper.
Yeah.
They are amazing. I remember sitting right there at Big Fish one day, and Taka Tanaka was on the boat, and he went 1 for 11 hookups.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and he was using 100 pound.
Yeah.
But
when those things have their head pointed in their home, they're going to get there.
And they're anywhere from 30 to 50 pound. I don't, well.
It's just unbelievable.
You know, the old story about the yellowtail pound for pound being the strongest fish in the ocean. If you don't believe it, then you got to go to Guadalupe and try it.
Are they just tougher there? Is it just more structure there? What's the deal?
A lot of it has to do with the structure
and
the bottom. You know, you look at that island, you can imagine what that structure is like.
Yeah,
it's
an
awesome place to fish.
Yeah, yeah. What and fun, though. I mean, somebody would hook one, we'd cheer them on. It's like, oh,
here we go,
pull,
here we go.
Pull, and pow! You know, oh.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
And then your tuna fishing wasn't too bad. The quality of fish you came off that boat with was just gorgeous.
Beautiful. It was anywhere from 20 to 80 pounds, and probably the average was 40 to 50 pounds. And, of course, that crew does such a great job with the RSW on the Shogun, changing the water and stuff like that. And so many great crew members. Captain Renee, Dave, who's one of their guys, I really enjoyed Dave. Dave's like an amazing deckhand and was one of those guys that just – does such a great job, and Tyler and Joe and the whole crew on the Shogun. And then the new chef, holy mackerel.
Oh, Pete was raving about it.
He liked that guy. I got yelled at when I got home.
That Shogun crew has really got it together.
Captain Paul and Renee have put the team together, and they're just really doing a great – and I love fishing that boat, too. It's cool. Now let's talk about your wife's trip, Kathy. On the Royal Polaris, they came in right after us yesterday morning. That was one heck of a trip, huh?
They had a heck of a trip. You know, it was 21 guys, and they had near limits, very close to limits of Wahoo.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were not small Wahoo. They were in that 35 to 60-pound category, a lot of 40, 45, 50s.
I talked to John Collins, who was on the trip. He said, he says it was all bomb fish.
Oh, which, so cool.
Green, blue chartreuse with a couple streaks of silver.
Okay,
and the
bombs?
the bombs. He was using both the catchy tackle and the Captain Jimmy bombs. Thank you.
Okay.
And my wife got bit off on the bombs 4 different times. She lost 4 bombs. So,
you know, with wire on it.
Of course they had wire on them. you don't fish Wahoo without wire.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some truth that you can use 200 pound and you don't get bit off as much. But they bite through 200 pound just fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
So
what a great trip. And I didn't mention spectacular weather, too.
Great weather.
Yeah.
Good tuna fishing. They had Dorado. They had some nice grouper. Fishing's just awesome. It's just like today I'm going to be doing a little seminar on Guadalupe Island, and I know the question's going to come up. Because, you know, I was 51 years ago that I made my first trip to Guadalupe. And I know somebody's going to say, well, what was it like then? Not as good as it is now.
Is that right?
Absolutely not. No way. No way. Not as good as it is now.
That's cool.
Wow.
And so, you know, when our environmentalists want to close the islands because we're raping the fishery.
It's not us.
BS.
Yeah. It's not happening.
Well, I know we've got a trip coming up that I'm really excited to go on. I know Craig's going with us, and we got our Let's Talk Hookup trip, and that just gets me so fired up. And
I know that
7-day trip we're doing has a few spots still available, and the best of Guadalupe is yet to come. You know,
the
last few years, November and December, and honestly, even into January, are just the best of it.
Now, we have quite a few of the boats have trips in December that are wide open.
Yeah.
Plenty of room on your, well, yours is getting close. The one after it, the one from the 14th to the 21st, lots of room on it. And that's going to be some of the very, very best fishing.
I'm so pumped up.
I don't know if we mentioned, did we mention Taro yet this morning?
Not yet.
No, we haven't talked about
it. You know,
Taro.
You talk about good local fishing. 10 anglers yesterday. 10 anglers, that's all he had.
10.
47 yellowfin. 7 bluefin.
Wow.
No kidding.
That's, you know. That's
nice bluefin,
that's
too,
leaving
right?
at 5:30 in the morning, and he was back in at 6 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
So. And Taro's going to be doing a seminar today for us on the San Clemente stage talking about local full-day tuna fishing, get a bite. That's going to be at 12:15,
okay.
So you're going to have to make a decision whether you want to talk local tuna with Taro or you want to go hear about the Guadalupe fishing with Captain Frank.
Go listen to Taro.
That's
more fun to listen to.
That's good stuff. Yeah, a lot of choices here.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
going to be a fun day.
Fun. Well, stick around for a little bit, Frank.
For a few minutes, then I got to go pick up Kathy. She wants to get down here.
All right.
Kevin from Escondido. Kevin's around. There's Kevin right there. Thanks for joining us here at Live at Tackle Day.
What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, guys. Congratulations, Ricky.
Thanks, buddy, very much.
And just another shout-out to San Diego Anglers running their casting contest today. Great prizes. Rod, reel.
Yeah, it's
all free.
The Tranx 500 and the casting.
So if you're not familiar, on the dock right behind the building here, the San Diego Anglers helping us run the casting contest. And basically how it works is it's completely free. Sign up for it. You step up. You're going to make one cast, which is like an initial practice cast. It does not count. Gets used to the gear. Then you're going to get two more casts with a Tranx 500 and a Terramar rod and a Salus 7X light. The farthest cast of the day wins a $500 Tranx 500. The second farthest cast wins a brand new Shimano jig stick.
Wow.
Third is a Plano box full of jigs that you get to pick out with the assistance of the crew at the tackle store. And if you make your cast or you're there with your buddy and you want to rib your buddy and you know that you had a better cast in you and you just flubbed up, if you want to join a second time or a third or a fourth, you can buy as many re-entries as you'd like with a $10 donation to Friends of Rollo. So totally
fantastic.
Free for everybody, but if you know you got a better cast in you and you want to throw $10 at Friends of Rollo, you can step up for
as many extra chances
as you want.
Look, so I got a question for you. Who do you know, Rick, that can throw the iron the furthest?
I would say I like some of the boys that are working on that San Diego and Taro, that crew, Anibal, Gavin, like that crew of guys. That's where I'm putting a lot of my money. Captain Tim Ekstrom throws a lure a long way. I like Brandon from our tackle store. He throws a lure a real long way. There's some good casters out there.
Yeah,
you know, there's an old man that really can throw that jig.
Who's that?
Don Sansom.
Don Sansom?
I would believe that.
Pearson Fuel,
I believe that for sure.
Wow.
He was one of the best.
No kidding.
Wow.
We had a lot of fun when we were kind of setting things up last year. Captain Tim was, you know, it came down to the dock. And, you know, like, Tim's got that lengthy, like, you know, a pitcher's build, like his son Duke. And, you know, we were all throwing the rod, and he grabbed that thing and just stepped up and wet his line and made a cast. It was as far as anybody had ever casting one time, wound thing back on, put it back, and you could tell it was a very approving smile that after making like, okay, after making yeah, a good did, cast. Yeah. The old man still got it.
He didn't screw it up.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. That's pretty good.
Hey, the ropes are down at the outside.
Oh, it's on. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, they're crowding in there buying all those great buys and stuff like that. Dan in El Cajon, are you around or are you buying tackle? Dan?
Now here comes Dan.
All right, Dan.
There you go. The yeah, no there. Problem.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll keep an eye on you. All right. Thanks for coming down to Let's Talk Hookup and Tackle Day here. Looks like you found a couple Salty Crew shirts.
Yeah, a couple of them anyway.
Deal.
I didn't know it was open. Also, hey.
Yeah, it happened.
I missed the ceremony.
Yeah.
I passed up deer hunting today to be here.
So. Okay, all right, well, cool.
Thanks for making the sacrifice. Glad to
anyway,
have you.
The Shimano that you were talking about it a few weeks ago, the Shimano 2-speed, the new one.
Mm-hmm, the Speedmaster.
The Speedmaster.
Yeah. Okay, what's the performance like? Have you used it? Or?
Let me tell you something. I have not used one. I don't know if you have, Ricky, or whether you're, but Ying Lee, who was on our trip, who is a phenomenal fisherman. You know Ying. He's a very, very good angler, was using them, and he said, I really like this reel. It's half the price of Metallica, mm-hmm. right? And they've got power and castability.
If you're familiar with the Trinidad series of reels and then the Torium series of reels, Torium is, you know, what Torium to Trinidad is akin to what Speedmaster would be to Talica. It's the same gearing, same style, same drags, built inside of a frame that is lesser expensive for them to manufacture. Now, as always, the higher-end reel will have some features. You will get a little more power out of Talica. You will get a little better free spool out of Talica. But for a price that is very, very easy on the budget, you have a reel that is very comparable. As always, the $250 reel is never going to be quite as nice as the $500 version, but it's pretty darn close for half the price.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
You got it.
So, and they're on sale, and they're in stock and on sale
today?
They
are in stock. They are on sale. They get Spectra free. It's just, it is, there's
really?
Never going to be a
what?
Better time to buy one than today.
Yeah, great. Get it.
Thanks,
yeah.
Frank.
All right, Frank, thanks for coming. Appreciate
thanks,
you coming
Frank.
In.
Good
Thank
luck,
you
buddy.
Very much. Good luck with that, Dan. Appreciate that very much.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. More deals, more seminars, more great time from Tackle Day. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Let's talk hookup, boy. We're here. Yeah. It's tackle days going on right now. The ribbon is dropped. The deals are on. The lines are happening. It's going on, buddy.
And we just heard the Seaguar Gold Label spot. Buy one, get one free on the new Gold Label.
Yeah, the brand new. The line that's hard to get a hold of on its own, period, is buy one, get one free today.
Let me tell you something. One of the things that was just working for me at Guadalupe was that 40-pound Gold Label. And I'm going to go on record here. When it first came out, I used it. I didn't care for it that much, to be honest with
you.
Changing
your tune?
With a long top shot, you had to use long top shots, like 25, 30 feet.
Okay.
And that stuff was the bomb. It's super strong, 40-pound. It's like the diameter of 30-pound, but it is super, super strong. So I would highly recommend, if you're going to Guadalupe, get that 40-pound Seaguar Gold Label. You'll be very
good
happy.
Good call, man.
Very happy. Another thing you need to do here at Tackle Day is go see Sean at Fisherman's Processing, because we ate some of that yellowtail last night, Sean. Unbelievable. I mean, and here's the deal. I gave them the fish at, 5:30 in the morning. I got a call from Fisherman's Processing at, 7:30. It's like, your fish is done.
Of course.
I'm not done with breakfast yet. Hang on to it.
Wash my rods off yet.
Yeah, that crew is just amazing. They just make fish disappear. Yeah,
it's just beautiful packaging.
Yeah. It's like a vacuum. Like, you know, big dead tuna go in on one side and then it just, spits out these perfect little vacuum pack bags
work?
On the other.
Yeah, we always compare it to a wood chipper.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So what do you got going today at the Fisherman's Processing?
Oh, we got all of our little show specials that we always do. We got our three-rub special for $20. We got our lunch bag special. We brought that in. You get a half pound of smoked fish, a pack of jerky, and a block of cheese in an insulated bag for $20.
Wow.
Lunch bag special.
$20?
It's such a good deal. You guys, we have a limited amount, so come early. Don't wait till the end of the day to get it because we probably won't have it. We just have enough to make it through most of the day, but not all day.
That's awesome, buddy.
But you got your spices and rubs.
All the spices, rubs, all of my brine.
That's the one I'm really looking forward to. And so that's something new that you added to the processing lineup, right? The brine is available. And tell us about that.
It's the brine we actually use on our smoked fish at our shop. So it's that brine. Super easy to use. It's prepackaged to just go into a gallon of water. You just stir it in, and then it's ready to use.
And that's kind of the secret, you know, which part of your seminar today is, you know, that's kind of the secret to success of when you're wanting to smoke your fish is about brining it ahead of time.
Yeah, you got to brine it, and you got to, you know, have a good brine that works for you. Mine's super easy to work with, so might as well go with mine, right?
Yeah.
But I will be doing a seminar on home smoking on your Traeger, or it'll transcend to any smoker you have. But I'm going to use Traeger as my smoker because that's what I know best.
Yeah.
And but it's going to be from, I'm going to go into a little bit about caring for your fish before you smoke it, and then all the way through the brining process and the smoking.
And what time is that and what stage?
I believe it's 1:45. I'm not sure
stage. On the San Clemente stage, which is basically underneath where they would hang the big fish. At the top of the dock.
Yeah, right next to the Bill Pool.
Like
stage.
We said, normally we do it on the boats in the back, but fishing's so good, we got no boats to do it on. So, so everything's up top.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So lunch bag special, is it on now?
We were aiming for 9 o'clock. We had to unload 3 boats this morning.
Yeah. So you had a busy morning. Oh, by the way, do you have the Fish Pro Series of Anzanias with
you? I brought the Fish Pro Series of Anzanias. I've got all of them.
You got all of them for sale here?
All of them for sale.
Okay, they're here.
The 6S, the 6, the 8, and the 10.
I used the 6S last trip out. Yeah. I love it.
The Raymond knife.
That is a cool knife.
It's a great knife.
Yeah. Totally different than any other flay knife, but if you try it, it's
comfortable.
Impressive.
It's really comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Cash-only cards. How do we? We can buy all the stuff here. I mean,
I got the whatever you got.
Bitching.
Whatever
love
you got,
it, man. That's cool.
Ammo, gold, silver.
Yeah, we'll take it.
All right,
thanks,
John.
All
right, Fisherman's
guys.
Processing right next to where we're broadcasting right here, right at the entrance.
The primo spot. Yeah,
for sure. All right, Sean. Appreciate you coming there. All right, we're here at Tackle Day. John Otto, come on up, John.
Thanks
for joining us here at Tackle Day. Appreciate that.
What a busy day today's going to be, man.
It's
crazy.
Gonna be fun. Look at this place.
I always enjoy this part of the radio show because I see my buds from the tackle store getting their butts kicked. And I get a 2 hours of hanging
work,
out
man.
And talking about fishing. And yeah, pretty good. Morning, John.
Morning. I have some old blanks and rods that I'm not using anymore. Is there a place where we can donate those for Friends of Rollo?
For sure. So any day of the week, Fisherman's Landing is a drop-off donation area for Friends of Rollo. So at any time you can do that. Today you also have the advantage of being able to give them directly to Mike and Tim who are doing the pick-a-box. But any time, at any point in tackle, if you have good, usable fishing tackle that you'd like to make a donation to Friends of Rollo, you can bring it down to Fisherman's Landing any time. We'll take it, hold it, and then make sure to get it to the proper folks from Rollo.
They'll take blanks and stuff
sure.
like that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The thing with the used tackle is even if it's older to you or it's a blank or something like that, anything that they can, you know, sell at the big sale at Day of the Docks, make a few dollars with it, and then put that into the Rollo fund, that's what they'll do. So blanks would be a great thing for us, for sure.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, John.
I have something I ain't going to make. So.
Right on,
all right.
Bring
fantastic.
It on in.
Hey, Dwayne, step up there. There's some big event you're going to be putting together here, talking about.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yes, we're going to try it again.
Yeah?
The San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament.
All right.
For the people that don't know, it was canceled 2 years ago because of the launch ramp reconstruction. We tried to put it on twice last year, and it got blown out twice.
Twice?
Twice. So we just hung it up, and going to do it again this year. January 25th.
January 25th
for the people that want that don't know anything about it. Team event, the largest 3 sand bass on your team wins $1,500, sponsored by Doug and Rick down at Fisherman's Landing Tackle down here.
Wow, fantastic. And entry blanks are available now?
Not yet, nope.
Okay.
I'm just this is the first announcement right
here.
Cool.
So first announcement.
January 25th,
that's correct.
It's a super fun time. It's the most fun tournament you could be in, and even if you're not going to win the thing, the barbecue afterwards, the raffle afterwards, you know, ribbing your buddies about who caught a big bass and who didn't. I look forward to it every year. It's
Dragon
so much
rides.
Fun. Yeah,
that's,
totally.
Yeah, that's right.
It's awesome.
I'll call throughout the winter here as we get closer here and let everybody know what's happening there.
All right.
And one more thing, our club is having its annual swap meet at Portuguese Hall on Wednesday, 5 p.m. Wednesday. All the tables are sold out, but if you want to come on down to the swap meet, Portuguese Hall, 5 p.m.
Wow.
Down here on Point Loma here.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Okay.
A lot going
thanks,
on.
Dwayne.
All right.
A lot
thanks,
going
Dwayne.
On. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for coming down. Mary Rogers is here. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for hanging out with us here this morning.
Hi, Mary.
Nice, crisp morning here.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah,
how
good
are
morning.
You?
Great.
I just wanted to thank you for the wonderful time we all had down at Palma de Cortez with a Let's
time.
Talk of her tournament. That
yeah.
was really cool.
Oh, it was great having you, and we had some fun fishing and a little challenging weather that Sunday with the rain.
Oh, that rain was,
yeah.
you know, for San Diego, that was kind of a treat.
Yeah.
Even if it kept a lot of people from fishing.
Made everything green, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, it was beautiful
yeah.
there, and flowers. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just wanted to encourage people to any Let's Talk Up, Talk Hookup tournament, to do it. Or
yeah.
any trip out from San Diego, you should go along. It's a great batch of people.
Yes.
It's always organized really well and a ton of fun.
Yeah, that's really nice. It's great to have you coming back for our 26th annual Palmas de Cortez tournament.
Already signed up.
All right. Hey, and, of course, it's dedicated to our good friend Lou Duchesne, Ellie's husband, who is he and Tom are like icons.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And Ellie was so tickled to win the Zorrillo Prize this time.
Oh, the El Zorrillo Prize. Yeah, indeed. For sure. But, yeah, but you still caught fish.
She did.
Yeah,
yeah.
No doubt.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Thanks for
Mary.
Coming down, Mary. Appreciate that very much. All right. Jim in National City, are you around?
There's Jim.
There's Jim right there. Hi, Jim.
Taking care of that cowboy donut.
Yeah.
Hey. I feel kind of guilty after winning the sunglasses at the Kona Kai, getting back up here.
Hey, that's what it's all about, buddy.
Well, that's what Tommy Pete, I said, no, I ain't going to do it, Tommy. But anyway, the sunglasses are bits and pieces.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Oh, man, awesome.
Yeah.
My question is, how was your fishing trip? I missed the report.
Yeah, we had a great trip. The Shogun is such a great boat, and Guadalupe is such a great opportunity
to
go fishing.
How was the shark situation?
There were sharks. Oh,
yeah.
The tax man took his share.
Yeah,
he got his.
Not super. First day, the best tuna day we had, sharks weren't bad at all. We lost very few fish, but then we had 42 tuna that day, which is a good score.
Wow, that's great.
For Guadalupe, and lost very few. And then they kind of found us a little bit. But it was... They took their share, but not. It wasn't horrible. It's been worse. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thank you for everything.
All right,
and,
Jim. Thanks for coming. Did we ever find Ethan?
Is he
still working?
I think Ethan is probably out, hopefully taking advantage of some sales and deals. But
how about Mark Mitchell? Did we find Mark? Mark Mitchell around?
I see no Mark yet.
All right. Well, let's keep on going down the list here.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is once the sale gets going, that
everybody's
taking advantage.
Max around.
Hey, Max.
There's Max right there. Pull that. Just pull it right down.
You can just pull it down to you.
There you go. All right.
Hey.
Hi, Max.
Good morning, Max.
How you doing?
Great. You have a question for us?
I haven't thought about that yet.
Okay. All right. Are you going to buy some tackle here at Tackle Day?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Nice. You going to get in the casting contest?
Yes.
All right. Good deal.
Well, you better get down there. What time can they sign up for the casting contest, Rick?
The casting contest starts at 9:30, and I would bet if you went over to the San Diego Anglers booth, which is on the water side of Fisherman's Landing, you could probably get yourself lined up and started right now. And I would guess that it probably is a lot like the booth that, you know, once they're close to being ready, they'll probably start you off right then.
Yeah. All right.
Right on.
So have a good time.
Thanks,
you too.
All right, Max.
All right.
Thanks for coming
Thank
to Let's
Talk. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that very much. Craig in Ocean Beach. Craig, you around there?
Hey,
Craig right there.
Craig's going
Hi,
on
Craig.
Our Guadalupe
oh,
trip on the Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
we've been getting pumped up, talking about it there, right? If
yeah.
you twist that little piece right in the middle, it'll pop
there
right up.
Go.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning.
Phone
up.
But it sounds like I'm going to have to put rocks in my pockets to keep from being pulled over by those yellowtail, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you. It's pretty amazing how hard those little fish, there's some big ones.
That's what
too.
You were saying, that like even
the
20,
can't stop.
Even the 20-pounders, Pete was saying that like when, you know, after like an amazing battle and, you know, you finally won and the thing came up to gaff and you'd look at him and be like, there's no way, not that a 20-pounder's a fantastic yellowtail, but you look at that and think there's no way that one pulled this hard.
Yeah, exactly.
40-pounder, you can believe,
yeah.
but when a 20-pounder does that, it's like, how does it work?
And then the beauty of the island and seeing the sharks, and then which you probably won't see much of in December. They kind of go away in November and December.
The cool part about when we're going in December is that you usually see one or two, which is perfect. So you check it off your list. There's a big white shark.
There's one right there.
Hey, one ate one fish at one point, so you get to check it off the list, but you don't have to donate too much.
Nice. So my question is actually about swordfish. Since we're deep dropping for them, I feel like the water down there might be a little less susceptible to seasonality. So do we think these swordfish kind of stick around year-round, or at least longer throughout the year?
That's a great question. You know, as far as the longevity of the year, it's hard to say. But I know, at least for the time being, we don't have a lot to draw off of. But the deep set, you know, all of our rod and reel fishing, a lot of it is just being, you know, adapted from the deep set buoy guys. And the best time of year they have had in the last couple seasons has been, you know, November and December. So, I mean, the fishing that has happened already has been incredible. And knock on wood, you know, the best may still yet to come. You know, the best time was late November last year and all the way through November and January. One of our really good friends who's a scientist, whose family also does commercial swordfish fishing, was saying they have some meters on their deep gear that record temperature and things like that. And the water down where that swordfish at was in the mid 40 degree range. So,
wow.
You know, it's really cold. So, like you say, the conditions are, they don't need to be perfect. You know, you don't need sunny, you know, hot 70 degree water up top because they're down feet in cold water anyway. So, I do. Like, I think it's so cool that we are, like, in the middle of, you know, discovering and learning a fishery that happens after we are done tuna fishing.
Yeah.
You know, now no longer when the water gets hot are we done big game fishing. And I think we get something else really cool to focus on when that big bluefin starts to slow down.
Yeah, and then big bluefin were on the 9-mile bank throughout the winter last year. So
they're still here.
And
drop down for the swordfish and fly line for the bluefin at the same time. You know?
And that's going to keep so many more guys out and fishing and looking and then bumping into schools like that. I just think that it's nothing but a good thing for us, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Some great fishing here and great deals. Did you take advantage of any of the deals yet?
Yeah.
Cool.
I still have some budget to go.
Okay. All right.
I got what I needed. I got a CalStar 7400H.
Oh, woo, great nice. Rod for Hooks, Guadalupe. Perfect.
All that kind of stuff. And now I'm just looking for the bonus stuff that I just want but don't really need.
CalStar's on sale?
20% off.
Come on!
Yeah, you can't hardly get a CalStar. They're 20% off
really?
Today. United Composites are 20% off. Seekers
wow.
are 20% off. All the hooks, every style of hook we have, buy two, get one free.
Gamakatsu,
owners, mustads, everything. Buy two, get one free. It's all on sale. Today is
what
like our
deal.
Day. Fluorocarbons, buy one, get one free. Hooks are buy two, get one free. Jigs are buy two, get one free. It's across the board.
Yeah.
This is our single best sale of the year. Period.
Pretty good. All right. Well, have fun with Rick on the 7-day Royal Polaris trip. That's
going to
be, that's gonna be a really good time for sure. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. Well, we got some packed up phone calls. Why don't we talk to Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. My question was answered about friends of Rollo, but I have another one here real quick. When do you think the boats are going to start going into Coronado Islands for fishing?
When it starts biting.
Yeah. You know, it's big, interesting to see. I know that Captain Steve Peterson with the Mission Bell a few weeks ago had a trip into the islands. It had some good yellowtail fish in. I talked to Captain Alec of the Grande the other day, and they said that the water that was at the islands was slightly less favorable for yellowtail the last time somebody checked it. The problem is, as we heard Captain Frank talk about how good the full-day fishing was, you know, both for the Liberty and the San Diego, I just don't think it's going to be anytime soon. You know, once there's not a good opportunity to catch tuna offshore, that's probably when we'll start poking our way back into the islands. But right now, I think the majority of the boats are still going to be focused on that offshore fishing.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot. And let's see if we can grab Tommy Gomes there. I just saw him walking by and talk about his seminar here. But I want to mention Corey Sandin. Our co-host
yes.
is right over there selling some baits. And are MC swim baits on sale?
Buy two, get one free. I
really?
Mean, like everything across the board is on sale, everything we have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 33% off basically on all of your MC swim baits.
Wow, that's pretty good. And Corey's over there hand-picking them all for you. So we can get that all checked out.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And just go up to Corey and say, what do I need for this?
Hey, I'm going on a Cedros trip. Hook me up.
Yeah, hook me up, and Corey will hook you up.
That's
right
it.
There. And, of course, he'll be on the show next Sunday with you as I travel again. But he'll be co-hosting next Sunday.
It'll be fun.
So
you got
it. That'll be fun. It's going to be a good show. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, no show on Let's Talk Hookup. Our parent station, the Fan, has a football game running. So tomorrow morning, no show. That's it for this year.
Yeah, it'll be the last time.
That's the last preemption for the early NFL football. But next Saturday, Captain Marcus Medak from the New Loan. And next Sunday, you got Dale Hightower from Seagar and Nomad.
That's going to be a great show.
So that's going to be really, really super. Tommy Gomes,
what's up,
the fishmonger himself.
Gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. So you're doing a seminar here today.
Yeah. You know, with the new deep drop fishery, the swordfish and stuff, we're going to chat about how to take care of that meat and new techniques, you know, things that are going on. One thing is, you know, fishing's getting expensive, permits, gas, tackle. You know, we're spending good money on reels and stuff. And one of the things I want to point out to the listeners is, you know, we're getting all this meat and we're processing this and we're putting it in the freezers. But you might want to think about buying yourself a deep freezer chest instead of just a regular, that minus 50, you know, and hold it a little bit better for you and something to think about in your garage.
Is that a standard chest freezer gets down to minus 50, or you have to get something special?
No, it's a standard chest freezer. You know, they run you triple what a regular freezer will work. But definitely worth it in the long run, especially
keeping your product longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
That's
info.
A good tip. So if you go to buy a minus 50 chest freezer, what do you look for?
Well, you want made in USA if you can find it, of course. But you want to look for something that's about the same size that's going to fit in your garage. You know, there's all different sizes, just like fishing reels. And what you want to do is, you know, on the commercial boats, we bring it down to minus 50 degrees and some of the blast freezing systems and stuff like that. And so these are things that we haven't thought about in the recreational sport fishing community.
Yeah, indeed. So now you're on new ventures, right? Tommy Gomes is branching out. Tell us about it.
It's scary stuff. Yeah. You know, Catalina and I, we're still working together. Catalina's a great company.
Absolutely.
Love Dave Rudy. Love everything that he did for me and vice versa. You know, bringing back Uni Goop, Uni Butter is going to be one of the priorities.
We got a fresh load inside the tackle store.
Nice.
Dropped it off down there. Gave you
really
great scent. Gave you a little tub that was a little hot batch, if you will. Got
a little
something extra in there. But, yeah, you know, San Diego's ready for it. L.A.'s ready. You know, and we're going to venture off and going to bring back Collaboration Kitchen, some cooking classes. And I want to do seminars on how to maintain seafood, how to cook seafood, utilization of the whole fish, because as our planet gets smaller because of overpopulation, definitely our fish population because of overfishery, unregulated fisheries, pirated vessels, and the influx of foreign seafood. I would just want to educate all our anglers on the multiple ways to take care of your fish and multiple ways to prepare it.
And how do people participate in these collaboration kitchens and different seminars that you're going to put on?
Once we get set up, it'll be out on the news and in the morning news programs and of course you guys as well and the fishing magazines and things, but also, you know, the dive clubs, the fishing clubs, whether it's San Diego Anglers or Oceanside Anglers or whoever, you know, I just want to get back into the game just to promote what fishing is really all about and how important it is for us, because for the spirit of the animal, the tradition of fishing that has been passed down to us from generation to generation, especially down here in Point Loma, where sport fishing, you know,
it's awesome.
The largest fishing fleet in the world. We need to remember our roots and remember what the cost is of that fish, actually. And so for the spirit of the fish, we want to utilize that. And some of the things that I'm going to talk about is, you know, if the big fish eat the small fish, why aren't we eating the small fish? And what I mean is the smaller rockfish, why are we filleting that when we can fry it up or bake it up or smoke it and eat the whole thing?
Love that stuff. The whole fish, the whole rockfish?
Yeah.
So you're going to teach people how to do that?
Well, we're going to teach them how to do it. I mean, we're all adults here, right? You know, we can play with our food now.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, we'll look forward to having you on Let's Talk Hookup, a future broadcast, bring you in the studio and talk for a couple hours about cooking fish, prepping fish, taking care of your fish. All that stuff's super important, right?
Yeah, it really is great. I mean, fishermen's processing, they do an absolute wonderful job of taking care of your fish and all of that. And they understand what's going on. They understand the cost involved in that. They understand the fact that vacuum packing is very important to be able to put that and bring that home and feed your family. And that's what fishing's all about.
Yeah.
And taking kids, too.
Well, great to have you, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
We'll look forward to having you on a future broadcast. Let's Talk Hookup and talk more about the fish. Tommy the Fishmonger, right?
Tommy the Fishmonger. Yeah,
and
crazy,
again,
right?
Yeah, I like it.
And again,
right,
9:30 on the Coronado stage. You can hear Tommy talk. Yeah, it's going to be a great time for sure.
Coming
we're looking
up real
forward
quick
to it.
Here.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup live from Tackle Day on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Have you always wanted a boat, but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again live here at Tackle Days. It is on and happening as we speak.
Yeah, Cody. And congratulations, Pablo won the nice tackle bag that Rick Carr from Kawakatsu Hooks gave us. And Daryl Smith won the Maui Jim sunglasses.
Congrats, Daryl.
You can go, very good. We'll get your address there and we'll ship them right to you. Just write your address out there and we'll get you taken care of, Daryl. Thanks for coming. And, boy, oh, boy, I want to thank everybody here at Tackle Day. All our guys, helper, Gary White came all the way down from Longdale. The Cowboys here with all the donuts and cookies. Tommy P, Arnie, thanks a lot. And, of course, Bill Lippis, thank you very much for doing a great job of engineering here. And Adam, our guy in the studio doing all the archives and everything. Thanks, Adam. Great to have you back after that big Michigan win last week. And, of course, we have a great guy on the board there. A regular guy's filling in, but I never got his name. So he's good. He did a heck of a job.
Yeah, though. Smooth.
He did a heck of a job, for sure. And I want to remind you that there's going to be no Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow on the Fan. But you can listen on the app. Go to the Let's Talk Hookup and archive up some of our old shows and get your dose of Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning. But, of course, we will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Captain Marcus Medak from the New Loana will be on the show next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Dale Hightower from Seaguar and Nomad is going to be here. That's going to be a great couple of shows next Saturday and Sunday. Come on down to Tackle Day right now. It's going full speed. You'll enjoy this and get some great, great deals in Tackle Day. And thanks to all for coming down this morning. And we'll see you next week right back here on Let's Talk Hookup.